Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to StoicCom. Today, we're diving into something super powerful. Building resilience through gratitude practice. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when you trip over your own 2 feet on the way out the door, or your phone decides to take an impromptu swim in the toilet? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Cultivating gratitude can be our secret weapon against those wobbly moments. See, it's not about ignoring the bad stuff, life is messy. But shifting our focus even a little bit towards what we do have can make a world of difference. It's like hitting the reset button on our brains, helping us bounce back stronger and calmer. Think of it this way. When you're constantly complaining or fixated on what you lack, it's like wearing heavy boots through mud. You're bowed down, struggling to move forward. Gratitude, however, is like swapping those boots for running shoes. Suddenly, you feel lighter, more energized, and ready to tackle anything. So, let's break this down into 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your resilience game. First, gratitude isn't about being Pollyannish. It's not about pretending everything is perfect when it's clearly not. It's about acknowledging the good stuff, even in the midst of challenges. Maybe it's a supportive friend, a warm cup of coffee on a rainy day, or simply the fact that you woke up this morning. You can practice gratitude for those small wins and let them fuel your spirit. Second, make it a habit. Just like any other skill, gratitude takes practice. Try keeping a gratitude journal, jotting down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be as simple as I'm grateful for my comfy bed or I'm grateful for the opportunity to learn something new. Third, express your gratitude. Saying thank you goes a long way. Whether it's to a loved one, a stranger who held the door open, or even to yourself for getting through a tough day, verbalizing your appreciation can boost your own mood and strengthen those connections around you. Fourth, shift your perspective. When you find yourself dwelling on the negative, try consciously shifting your focus to something positive. Look for the silver linings, the lessons learned, and the moments of beauty that often get overlooked in our busy lives. And finally, remember that gratitude is a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you feel like you're swimming against the current. But keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and remember that even small acts of gratitude can have a profound impact on your well-being. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're rushing to get ready for work, everything seems to be going wrong, your coffee spills, your favorite shirt is missing, traffic is a nightmare. You're starting to feel that familiar stress creeping in. But then, you stop for a moment and take a deep breath. You realize the sun is shining, birds are singing, and you have a roof over your head and food on your plate. Suddenly, things don't seem so overwhelming. That simple shift in perspective can be the difference between feeling defeated and feeling empowered. So, remember those 5 key takeaways. Gratitude isn't about ignoring the bad stuff, it's about acknowledging the good stuff even amidst challenges. Make it a habit by journaling or expressing your thanks verbally. Shift your perspective when negativity tries to take hold. And most importantly, remember that this is a journey, not a destination. As you walk out of this episode, I want you to commit to one small act of gratitude today. It could be anything, saying thank you to a barista, appreciating the warmth of the sun on your skin, or simply taking a moment to savor a delicious meal. And hey, if you found value in this episode, share it with a friend who needs a little dose of stoic calm. Leave us a review and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks, and your voice matters. Until next time, keep calm, keep grateful, and keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.